KSL's top story this half hour, two people are dead after a car crash early this morning in Roy, and police say the driver responsible took off from a traffic stop.
There was an officer from another agency that attempted to make a traffic stop, and that vehicle fled from that officer.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest on the deadly crash live from the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Amanda, it was a violent high-speed crash. Matthew Gwynn with the Roy City Police Department says a Chevy Tahoe slammed into the back of a smaller car, killing the two young adults in that car.
The truck at least traveled another 100-150 yards, striking a vehicle and a trailer that were located on private property and came to rest in a field.
And he says the driver took off running but was later caught. Gwynn says police in another city had just tried to pull over that driver, but he took off. They're investigating why he fled and will now look at possible charges. The area of 6000 South and 3500 West still closed. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our top story this half hour, two people are dead after a car crash in Roy early this morning.
Actually struck another vehicle and a trailer on some private property as well as a fence and ended up in a field.
Police say the driver responsible was running from a traffic stop. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Roy police say a man in a Suburban slammed into the back of a smaller car near 6000 South and 3500 West. It killed the two people in that car. Roy police officer Matthew Gwynn says officers in another city had tried to pull over this driver just before the crash.
And that agency is Borders Our agency, and it appears that when he attempted to make the traffic stop, the vehicle fled.
This happened around 1 a.m., but the area is still closed for the investigation, and it covers a large area. They're looking at possible vehicular homicide charges. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.